Another report showing higher inflation. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. This one's about wholesale inflation a day after yesterday's higher-than-expected consumer number.
Companies were continuing to pay more to produce things last month. The Producer Price Index, which measures inflation at the wholesale level, rose 1.1% in June from May. For the year ending in June, the PPI rose 11.3%, more than forecast. There was a slight improvement in monthly core inflation. Excluding food and energy, the PPI was up 0.4% in June, a smaller increase than forecast. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 500 points. It was down 600. The S&P and NASDAQ are down about 1.5% apiece. President Biden in Jerusalem pledges with Israel's prime minister to keep Iran from having nuclear weapons, whatever it takes.
President Biden says he still believes diplomacy is the best approach to curbing Iran's nuclear program. But standing alongside Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid in Jerusalem, he told reporters,
"But we are not going to wait forever."
President Biden says the U.S. and global partners are waiting on a response from Iran on rejoining a nuclear agreement. Israel's prime minister says the only thing that will stop Iran's nuclear development is a credible military threat from the free world. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former President Trump is looking at September as the best time to announce he's running again, according to two Trump advisors speaking to the Washington Post. Some have advised him to wait until after the November midterm elections. Others are pushing him to do it sooner before other potential candidates pick up support. Ground's broken today on a monument in Washington, D.C., recognizing veterans of the Gulf War 30 years ago.
This memorial will become a breathtaking and powerful representation of Desert Shield and Desert Storm.
Marine veteran Scott Stumps, president of the National Desert Storm War Memorial Association. The monument's going up on the National Mall, about 300 yards from the Lincoln Memorial. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
We're not hearing about any progress in the search for a missing woman in Texas.
Investigators in San Antonio have found no sign of 39-year-old Christina Powell. She was last seen the morning of July 5th racing out of the door to get to work. She had called her job to say she was running late. There is video from her doorbell camera showing her rushing out of the house. Neither she nor her car have been seen since. The mother of two didn't take her cell phone or her smartwatch and is without needed medication. Eben Brown, Fox News.
It'll be tested in Lockwood, California later this year. An airborne package delivery could be coming to a few people in Texas.
The City Council of College Station, Texas, is set to hear a proposal to allow Amazon to bring its drone delivery service there. The matter is up for discussion and vote at this evening's council meeting. It follows a presentation heard last month by the city's Planning and Zoning Commission. If it's approved, the small aerial distribution center could be constructed in College Station, home to Texas A&M University. Texas A&M Chancellor has voiced approval of the plan, saying it would help strengthen drone technology work being done at the school. Critics have cited concerns about safety and noise in the surrounding area if the facility is approved. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Two police officers are under investigation in Anchorage, Alaska.
A motorist they'd pulled over at 3:45 in the morning couldn't find her driver's license but flashed them a novelty white privilege card. In a video posted by the woman to social media, one of the officers called it hilarious and showed it to his partner. Anchorage Police Chief Michael Curl saying in a statement the action of one officer can impact the trust between the police force and the community. A spokesperson for the Alaska Black Caucus has called the posting culturally insensitive.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Twitter's back up after a major outage this morning lasting around 40 minutes for most users. The company says it's looking into what happened. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.